starting with the Q&A session, I would like to introduce the following financial professionals that have asked the upcoming questions: Gonzalo Sánchez Bordona, UBS; Fernando Lafuente, Alantra; Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs; Manuel Palomo, BNP Paribas; Meike Becker, HSBC; Rob Pulleyn, Morgan Stanley; Philippe Ourpatian, ODDO; Pedro Alves, CaixaBank BPI; Jorge Guimarães, JB Capital Markets; Javier Garrido, JP Morgan; Javier Suárez, Mediobanca; Fernando García, Royal Bank of Canada; José Javier Ruiz, Barclays; James Brand, Deutsche Bank; and finally, Andrew Moulder, CreditSights. The first question is related to the, can you please provide a little more clarity on the net profit guidance for the end of 2025?
So the guidance I mentioned is we reaffirm our mid to high single digit, excluding the past cost recognition of the U.S. Including this impact, we expect net profit to grow at double digit. In all cases, guidance excludes capital gains from asset rotations.
Second question, as well on guidance, could you please explain which are the key elements which will provide the mid to high single digit growth for this year?
So I think the first one is action taken during the past 2024. So I think we take certain action, a certain decision which is affecting positively 2024. I think we have already things, electricity and waste transaction, the full acquisition of Avangrid minorities last year, efficiency measures that we took already during 2024. And of course, I think in 2025 is our organic growth, higher regulated asset base in all countries with expected surpass to 51 billion, as I mentioned before, more than 4,000 megawatts of new capacity operating, contributing to EBITDA. And I think we expect that is going to continue during the second part of the year. But nevertheless, Pepe, you would like to provide more detail. You can already provide more details of this.
Yeah, well, as the chairman has said, we are expecting, if you look to the numbers and you multiply by four, we are expecting more than 150 million euros coming from the contribution of ENW. We are also expecting an additional over 100 million euros coming from the recurring net profit of the full ownership of Avangrid, and also, you know, an improvement in net profit due to lower operating and depreciation expenses linked to the 2024 adjustments that we did. As you can see in this quarter, that was giving us 30 million of lower depreciation expenses, no? So all in all, this supports what the chairman has been commenting.
Next question is related to the blackout occurred on Monday in Spain as an unprecedented event. Could you please give us your opinion on what caused it and if it is possible that an event like this happened in Spain again?
So the reason of the blackout must be clarified by the responsible of the system operator, Red Eléctrica de España. I think I have my own ideas as engineer, but I think here is not a question of engineer to engineers. I think it's the system operator have to have the clarified because they are the responsible of this one. What I can say is that before, during, and after this blackout, our generation fleet was ready and at the disposal of Red Eléctrica to the system operator to enter in operation as soon as we received the instruction from the system operator. And I think in our people, as I started mentioning already, did a great job working and restoring the service, which normally takes longer periods in a very, very short period of time. So I think I would like to say it again, to congratulate, recognize the work already done by more, almost 2,000 of our employees, dedicate a huge effort to restore a service, which is, as you mentioned, an unprecedented situation.
Next is related to the business in the U.S. Has the recent measures taken by Trump's administration changed your view on the country? Can you please provide your view on the future of renewable projects in the U.S., including the IRA?
We have been in the U.S. for more than 20 years, I mentioned several times. we have increased investment with all the administration, during the previous Trump administration. Today, we have more than $50 billion in assets in the United States. We are present in 24 states. And in distribution, we are in New York, in Connecticut, in Maine, and Massachusetts, and serving almost 10 million Americans. So I think we have a very, very deep presence in the United States. Since the last election, we have invested more than $6 billion in the United States, including $2.5 billion in Avangrid minorities and $2 billion in the capital increase that we make afterwards, more than $1.5 billion in organic investment, almost $1 billion in the last 3 months, making the U.S. our first investment destination, as I mentioned before, together with U.K. Over the last months, I have the opportunity of meeting Secretaries of Interior and Energy and the Undersecretary of Energy as well, and all of them said clearly the U.S. is totally focused in promoting infrastructure investment. And this will drive massive investment in networks. I think that is our main business, is networks. 80% of our grid results come from networks. Huge opportunities in this segment. I think we are expecting more than $20 billion up to the end of the decade, dedicated in New York, Maine, and Connecticut for already investing in the grid, in the infrastructure. And as well as they need more power generation. And this power, in this moment, we have 10,000 megawatts in operation with production sold through long-term PPAs, high quality, a very good, let's say, pipeline for making move. And we will make more power or less power depending on the market condition. If the market condition are attractive, we will invest more in power. If the market condition are not attractive, we invest less. But I think the ambition of the American government and the American official I had already met is that they are welcoming investment either in power, either in new infrastructures. And we are especially infrastructure, we are very, very well located in the country.
Next is regarding the US too, despite the slide we've shown. Do you have an estimation on the impact in your accounts of the new tariff that the US are imposing?
As I mentioned, the new tariff has not impact in our results. I think they have impact in terms of CAPEX. The impact in CAPEX is very limited. It's less than 1% of our total group plan investment in 2025. So this impact is fully covered by our standard contingency in all the projects, allowances. And we have also agreements with our suppliers to reduce this amount in an important manner. I think the numbers I shared with you before in generation and in power, maximum impact is $130 million. It's less than 10% of the total investment plan in the United States. And we expect to reduce that by the final part will be much lower because of the agreement we have with suppliers. In the case of networks, I think no impact. First, because 99% of networks purchase are local, but also I think whatever cost is protected by a pass-through in the right cases. And I think in the case, I think those are the main things.
Next is regarding the energy production and customers business in Spain, basically, that has had a lower contribution in this quarter than last year. Can you provide some color on how it will contribute along the whole year?
Okay, so in January and February, we have lower hydro and wind production, so we have to purchase electricity in the market. The situation has improved since March, and we expect this performance to improve over the year. As the chairman has said, around 4 gigawatts of new capacity to come into full operation along the year, and very good hydro resources in March and April, allowing us to have reserves of 9 terawatt hours, and also better wind factor.
Next is, do you expect any impact on your offshore projects in the U.S. from the U.S. government decision to stop the construction of several offshore power plants from competitors?
I think the construction is progressing well after some incidents we have already had in the last few months, technical incidents. We expect to have finalized before the year end. In this moment, we have several turbines exporting energy to the grid, so I think it's in operation partially. And we have almost one-third or almost a bit more full in exporting electricity by summer. And we are confident that I think that will be fully completed by the year end. And our relation with BOEM and with the IES is very fluent in this moment.
Regarding the nuclear debate in Spain, there is any change or any new news on it?
So I repeat systematically, I'm already an electric engineer. And I think as an electric engineer, I repeat that many times, the nuclear plant in Spain are efficient and unsafe. And also, not only efficient and safe, but as well, according with the recent report published by PricewaterhouseCoopers, they are the least expensive solution to secure system stability. So for this reason, countries like France, UK, Germany, or Belgium in Europe, and in other countries, in the United States, or Korea, or Japan, or China, and others, are already just beating on them. In any case, and I would like to encourage that one, energy policy is responsible of the governments. I think we are already following the decision the governments are taking. So the fact, I think last week, as probably you know, it was in London, a summit called Energy Security Summit, organized by UK government and the International Agency, with the presence of the prime ministers of Britain, representatives from 60 countries, and even the president of the European Union Commission as well. And the ministers and the members of this the different delegations were debating the different countries' policies to secure the energy supply in their own countries. I think that is clearly the energy policy is responsibility of the governments, and I think we have to follow the instruction of those of the policies with the government decide. But the final responsibility is government responsibility on the energy policy.
Next is about the UK and the zonal pricing that that could be or is being talked about these days. What is your view on the subject?
As well, in the last week summit in London of Energy Security Summit, I had the opportunity talking with Secretary of Energy at Miliband. I had the opportunity of meeting the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, and I think all of them confirm that the most important thing for the country is growth, and for growth they need to attract investment to foster this economic growth. That is the top priority for the government, and for that, stability, predictability, and attractive regulatory framework is absolutely crucial. I think that was insisted in public and private for all people, not only the British government. It was said the same thing as well by Ursula von Leyen. It was said by different ministers attending the summit. The CEO of Ofgem also recently said in a speech the UK regulator is aware of the risk of zonal pricing for investment. So I think if you leave both things, I think it's in this moment. For this reason, in my opinion, I don't think that that is a priority, and I don't know expect this reform will be implemented in the short term or even implemented in the long term as well.
Next is, can you share details or new details about the new regulatory framework for networks in Spain?
As far as I know, the process continues going. We expect to be finalized before the year end. I think that is the expectation we have. Nevertheless, I think in the countries where we are present, in Brazil, United States, UK, we represent more than 90% of our regulated asset base, are increasing investment plan and modifying remuneration models to make them more attractive. And I think, I expect that Spain will do so as well. So I think if all countries is already asking for more investment, all countries are already making already regulatory framework more attractive. You saw already what is already happening in Brazil in the last review of Pernambuco. And I think it's because everybody is willing to invest more there. Investment are needed, but I think we expect that Spain is going to do the same thing as well as it's been done in the rest of the countries. Nevertheless, I said that 90% of our regulatory asset base is in different countries than Spain at present.
And last question is related to the estimation of the impact of the FX in our accounts and if we can provide some information on our hedge strategy on FX as well.
Pepe?
Well, as you know, we traditionally hedge our results in the year. So basically, right now at the net profit level, we are not expecting any impact. We have been able to hedge the results, especially in the dollar, at very good levels, as you have seen. That generates some derivative capital gains that we have shown in this result. So basically, we are fully covered at the net profit level.
Having finished the Q&A session, now please let me give the floor to Mr. Galán to conclude this event.
Thank you very much, as always, for your participation in this call. Our investor relation will be, as always, ready and available for any additional questions you may have. Thank you very much, and see you soon. Thank you.